The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the radio show with the most intelligent listeners in the world. In fact, any one of them could do my job. And I know that by the stuff that they post on my Facebook. Never ceases to amaze me, the intelligent questions and posts of information that people supply me with, especially my good friend in Germany, who remains under the name Professor Dr. Andro. Okay, we have a great show for you today. First hour, we're going to be talking about over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors. There's a lot of things out there that claim to be aromatase inhibitors, but are they really? And are they enough of an aromatase inhibitor to make a difference, especially if you are a drug-using athlete? Second half of the show, we're going to be talking to Dante Trudell and Doug Smith of True Protein to talk about from meager beginnings to protein giant, the story of TrueProtein.com. My guest the first hour, he's been on the show before. You guys love him. Until he became so darn busy that he couldn't take a phone call anymore, he was the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru, Matt Cahill. How you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. Matt, I'm going to ask you a question, and if the answer is, I should have asked you before we got on the air. I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you want to mention who you were in a past life when you and I actually bounced around some boards back in the day, like Caleb Stone's boards and so on and so forth? You've been in the supplement industry for a very long time. You're really supplement royalty, aren't you?
Well, thank you for saying it. I don't know that I would say it that way, but I have been in it for a very long time. Right around when the beginnings of the pro hormone craze started, you know, right after, Patrick Arnold came out with 1AD, and then, you know, once one test came out, and I can't remember who it was that had it first. It could have been Nutrex or Jeff McCarroll or whoever it was, but, you know, after one test came out, that was right around when I came in, and I helped introduce a lot of new PHs to the market.
Can I mention one that you were the first to the market with, and let people surmise who you were back then?
Yeah,
you were the first guy to actually provide a tab form of methyltrienolone.
Yeah, methyldienolone.
Dienolone. I'm sorry, trienolone is actually the oral form of trenbolone.
Right.
And methyldienolone, which I guess Bruce Neller really has to be credited with bringing to the forefront, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But everyone was scurrying to create methyldienolone.
And I had it.
And you had it before anybody. I bought it from you. I didn't even know it was you.
Yep.
So you've been around. I mean,
I've been around for a long time.
I've had this discussion with you off the air. You know, we have a good friend, Anthony Roberts, and Anthony's the one who said, well, you know who Matt is, right? And I was like, no. And he said, well, this is him, and this is him, and this was that company. And I was like, that's Matt? I used to talk to you on
Avant, or Mind and Muscle.
Mind and Muscle. Before it was Mind and Muscle, it was Avant Labs, right?
Yeah. When that forum, you know, before bodybuilding, but I mean, that was really the cutting edge forum. That was where everything that was being done that no one had ever done before, and, you know, that was where all the supplements were.
I'll go as far as to say this. If you didn't have a brain in your head, you couldn't last very long on the Avant Labs board.
No, you definitely couldn't. And it had, I mean, great posters. I mean, Patrick Arnold was there. I was there. Caleb Stone was there.
Carl Hoffman, God, rest
was
in
there.
Peace.
Bill
Carl
Llewellyn
Hoffman
was there. Lyle McDonald, I think, was there, you know.
I was, you know what my thing was, right? Transdermal. If you go to the Avant Lab / Mind and Muscle board today, you will find some of the most advanced home brewing techniques to use lecithin-based organogels under the name Tri-Scepter. That was me. I actually wrote the 3-page homebrewing with FloGel Ultra that ended up on Bass Killer's website, ended up on everybody's website, on how to mix up to 200 milligrams of a base hormone into a lecithin-based organogel and get up to 30% delivery. That was my thing. I was into the whole, because I was afraid to pin back those days.
Right, yeah.
So, isn't that fun?
I've read it. I'm old friends with Bass Killer also. So, you know, I've read it. I'd read it elsewhere before I ended up reading it on Avant, but they were big into the transdermal. So that forum, I mean, it was a good area for it. It was a good time. You know what I mean? Anyone that didn't want to pin, you know, now you had one test in a gel or 4-AD in a gel. And I mean,
anything.
I was putting the
aromatase inhibitor 6-oxo in transdermal. And that's what really screwed me up in 2005. I made myself sick. So let's move to that. We're talking about aromatase inhibitors. Now, obviously, aromatase inhibitors come in two classifications. They come in prescription and they come in over the counter. So we're only going to be talking about over the counter majority right now, except in comparison. And the most ubiquitous of all aromatase inhibitors would fall into two vitamin or mineral categories, correct?
Right, yeah.
And we've talked about them before. What are they?
You have like you'll have like vitamin C or you'll have zinc, you know. Those are probably, I don't know that I would say that they're good examples of it, even though you can, you know, through blood work you can see that they do work slightly.
But let's be accurate here. These aromatase inhibitors are affecting the P450 cytochrome cascade in such an almost insignificant way that if you are a high aromatizer or B on an aromatizable drug, they're meaningless.
They're meaningless, and they may also be meaningless for people who aren't on either one of those things but aren't deficient enough in zinc or vitamin C that it would really make a difference anyway.
Good point. Good point. Very good point. So we acknowledge those, but we need to move past those. Then we move into the hormonal or steroidal and non-steroidal type aromatase inhibitors. Give me the gamut of what they are.
They started probably, the most well-known one is probably 6-oxo, which you had said before, which would be it's a steroidal aromatase inhibitor that was, it had a modification based off of the andro skeleton, and it was first put out by Patrick Arnold, and that was probably the first real big one, even though 4-OHA or formestane or, you know, however people, you know, whatever you want to call it, even though that was also released in a smaller amount by, you know, a few other companies. I believe Bill Llewellyn was the first one. It was that compound had been studied previously in science and was the gold standard for a long time, where they did a lot of testing, you know, of new steroidal aromatase inhibitors against that to see how it would compare to that.
Right.
Then shortly thereafter, again, Bruce Neller and myself introduced ATD right around the same time as each other, and
that was powerful.
That was really strong. It was really strong. Blood work in Novadex, which was Novadex XT, which was Gasparri Nutrition's product that Bruce Neller had introduced. They had done a study, and there was blood work that had shown to up to a 600% increase in testosterone, which we found out later on was from cross activity with different metabolites and everything. So it was never really that high, but it was still a strong and potent AI.
Gotcha. Okay. And now, but there were some downsides with ATD. It was such a strong and potent AI on top of the cross activity of metabolites that it usually pretty much bottomed the guy's libido out, which would be the opposite, you would think, from an aromatase inhibitor, right?
Right, yeah, you wouldn't expect it. And then, you know, this was before really we knew, I mean, we've always had an idea of how, you know, what estrogen plays in role in men, but we were never really so certain that, you know, there's kind of a sweet spot where you don't want estrogen high because it's, you know, you're going to retain water and it's, you know, it's the female hormone, so obviously it's not what men want. But you also don't want it so low that it's almost zero, because there has to be a certain amount of estrogen that we need for whatever that level that is in each person to help keeping libido functioning normal. And one of ATD's other thing, not only did it lower libido so much, you know, through that, it also bound as in the hypothalamus, I think, as an anti-androgen. So you had it working as an AI to help boost, you know, testosterone and lower estrogen, and then at the same time in the brain it was binding, saying it's an anti-androgen going against it.
So it almost had a tissue specific SARM effect.
Right. And really it was very very nonspecific. It wasn't like, okay, if you took, you know, 20 milligrams of it, you were perfect. If you took 100 milligrams of it, you felt like a monk and you never wanted to have sex ever again. It was really dependent on each person that was using it and the dose that that person was using. And it wasn't based on body weight. So you had guys that were heavy that needed, that were better off using a lower dose. You had some smaller guys that needed a higher dose. Some people always had libido loss. Some people never had libido loss. It was across the gamut in reactions and side effects and use, and, you know, people liked it and didn't like it. And I mean, all kinds.
Yeah, it was all over the place. And you never want that, because you really can't sell a product unless you can tell people that people need some level of expectation and performance. Otherwise, it's a crapshoot. They really can't use it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the aromatase inhibitors that have evolved as metabolites of DHEA. They seem to be real popular right now. We're talking today with, please come back and be the supplement guru, Matt Cahill. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I am trying to convince Professor Dr. Andro to be a guest on Superhuman Radio. I have a post on my Facebook page, on my wall. If you want to hear this intelligent guy who posts some of the greatest studies on my wall all the time, you want to hear his voice, you want to hear him speak, you want to hear him interviewed, go to my Facebook and vote to have Professor Dr. Andro on Superhuman Radio. I want him to be a regular investigative reporter. That's my goal. Help me do it. Let them know that you want to hear them too. My guest this hour is the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru, Matt Cahill. We're talking about over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors. And there's been another class that's come out recently, and these are like spinoffs of a DHEA metabolite, like a spinoff of a 7-keto DHEA. Are these
right.
Are these truly aromatase inhibitors, or are they more like SERMs, you know, where they block estrogen from getting into the receptor?
I mean, in some of the research studies, and there's not a whole lot on them, but in some of them, they do show an effect of lowering estrogen. So, you know, you could say that they are, you know, they are aromatase inhibitors, but this group of compounds is more known for their anti-cortisol activity. And it's always seemed odd to me that, you know, these would be pushed more as AIs, you know, or AIs and anti-cortisol when likely to get the best effect, you know, from the AI portion of it. The dose is so high that you'd be so sore from the anti-cortisol effects of it that you couldn't continue to take it for extended periods of time. The other thing is that the dose required is very high. You know, if you know what the, you know, I mean, DHEA is used in, you know, multiple hundreds of milligrams or gram doses. 7-keto DHEA is, you know, 100 milligram to 200 milligram, you know, multiple doses. And a lot of these metabolites of that are in, you know, like 15 to 20 or 25 milligram doses. And that's really because otherwise your joints get so sore from the anti-cortisol effect, you know, you really can't take much more than that. So it's hard to think that at 20 milligrams, this metabolite of DHEA is going to have such a profound or strong AI effect that it's, I mean, if you just compare them, you know, and you say, okay, even though it's not steroidal in the sense, it's not anabolic or androgenic, it doesn't bind the AR receptor or any of those. So if you were just going to compare that against, let's say, 6-oxo. 6-oxo was like a very good AI, was a 300 to 600 milligram dose per day.
Right.
And now you're saying that this, which is, you know, a weaker compound, is working as well or better than 6-oxo was at 20 milligrams. I mean, it just doesn't make sense if you understand the structure and what they do and at what dose it should do it. It doesn't make sense that 20 milligrams of this DHEA metabolite is as strong or stronger than 6-oxo was at 300 or 600 milligrams.
What other hormonally based or steroidally based, aromatase inhibitors are there out there today? You talked about ATD. Wasn't ATD recently recalled, and why?
It was the FDA recently, within the last, it probably started within the last year, but another wave of them happened in the last 6 months where they haven't banned the ingredient. So it's not that it's illegal to buy it, but their position is that it's not DHEA compliant and it's adulterated, and so that it can't be sold as a supplement. So I guess they went on Google and searched which companies were selling ATD, and of the ones that they found, they then called those people and basically told them that it's adulterated and they needed to recall the product. So there's been a massive ATD recall over the last year for, not for reasons of side effects, even though that's one of the reasons that the FDA claims that they wanted it to happen, was because of the potential side effects, even though these have been used for years and no one's ever reported any of these side effects. So ATD is essentially pulled off the market. You could probably still find it, you know, on, you know, a few very small companies that, you know, sell direct. They don't, you know, sell through retailers or anything that may have it.
Is ATD a threat to the pharmaceutical industry?
In my opinion, no, because you've got, even if you...
Letrozole, anastrozole.
I mean, they've got letrozole and arimidex and exemestane, and I mean, these things, they destroy natural
stuff. And they're predictable. The dosages are predictable, and the effects are reproducible. And ATD is a wild card, we just said.
as we said, we don't really know. You can't, like you said, you know, people want to know roughly what it is that they're getting. You know, if you expect to take something and you expect sex drive to go up and testosterone is going to go up and estrogen goes down and you take it and now your sex drive is in the toilet and you don't feel like you're getting any leaner or any stronger or sleeping any better or recovering faster or anything, then it's kind of hard to keep continuing to take it or to buy it again. But if your workout partner is taking the exact same thing and he's getting all those things, then you really don't know what's going on. And so it really is all over the place, and we know the drugs aren't. I mean, time and time again, they know the dose. They know, you know, within a very small percentage how much estrogen's going down, how much testosterone's going up, what the side effects are. They've already done the clinical trials. They've been out for years. So I can't see how it's a threat to them in any way, unless, and I've always thought that this was possible after, you know, kind of off tangent, where GHB used to be a legal supplement. The FDA banned it and said it was illegal because it, you know, it's no medicinal uses or whatever it was. So it was banned and made illegal, and now drug companies release it as a sleeping agent.
Right.
So I've always wondered if their idea is we'll wipe out all of the AIs and the companies that make letrozole and arimidex or exemestane do like
well,
what is
and
done
doesn't
with.
Doesn't that make sense? If you make letrozole or any of them, I mean, if you make any of the pharmaceutically produced by prescription aromatase inhibitors, wouldn't you want to squash any potential over the counter product that works?
I think you would. Especially now that you've got Meridia, I think it was Meridia, or maybe it wasn't, that's now Ally.
Right, right.
So you've taken a pure prescription drug that they've cut the dose on so that they can say that the side effects are less, and now that is being sold, over the counter
right.
as a supplement for a weight loss aid. So I've always wondered why you couldn't do the same thing if you're the maker of letrozole or arimidex and say cut the dose in half or in three quarters, and now you're selling
right.
an AI test booster on the supplement
and
market.
That's exactly the same thing they do with NSAIDs. You could, you know, if you look at Motrin, it says, you know, not to take 250, you have to do not exceed 400 or 800 milligrams in a day. But if you're in the hospital and you get a prescription for ibuprofen, they give you 800 milligrams in a single dose. And the
exactly.
And so the only difference between OTC and prescription is the individual dose size,
right? And I think that's just so that they have a more predictable range of side effects. You know, that it's they're not treating a disease because that's not what supplements do. So they don't need the disease treating dose. So they cut the dose in half or in three quarters. They've already run the clinical trials. They've already proved it's safe because the FDA approved it for drug use. So all they do is resubmit that to the FDA for. You know, for use as a supplement, and if it gets approved like Ally does, it's sold in Walmart. So I've always wondered why they wouldn't. I would think it would be huge revenue, not only for the companies that have the patents on them, but for generic drug companies that sell the generics after the patent comes off, instead of just trying to keep selling, you know, let's say letrozole comes off patent, while the company that's got letrozole comes out whatever the next thing is. You've got a, you know, a pharmaceutical company that just sells generics could also do this, and now you've got both markets.
Right, right. Okay, so where do we go from there? If those are basically the hormonal or steroidal versions of aromatase inhibitors that are available over the counter, and ATD obviously is a gray area right now. I'm sorry.
And, you know, a similar thing happened with 6-Oxo. 6-Oxo was pulled off the market because
of being adulterated, basically.
Being adulterated, contamination with andro, you know, a controlled substance. And so, again, it's not on the ban list. It's just it doesn't make any, you know, you can't sell it because you can't take the chance that there's going to be an andro contamination, regardless of how small. The FDA, you know, doesn't want it out.
Right.
So
And that androgen that arrives in there is a metabolite of the process of producing 6-oxo. So it's impossible to remove it completely, correct?
Right, and we don't know, the FDA, as far as I know, hasn't set a limit on how low they're willing to say, okay, well, if it's contaminated at, let's say, you know, whatever, 3% is too much, but, you know, if it's, you know, 1/1,000th, it's not too much.
I think it's funny that they've set limits on poisons in water. You know, that it's, you know, the EPA says, well, if one part per billionth of perchlorate is acceptable, but they can't do that in over-the-counter supplements. But that's another show.
Yeah.
So that's it for the steroidal-based products.
All the steroidals are gone because that's the FDA.
So now we turn to basically botanically derived or herbal aromatase inhibitors. What's out there nowadays?
which up until recently, the herbals have never been as strong as the steroidals. It was always there've always been the herbals, like, and I wouldn't say it's an
DIM.
AI, but like DIM and I3C, although
right.
they won't lower estrogen, they help convert the unhealthy estrogens to the healthy estrogens in the body, so at least there's a benefit there.
Right.
Like the people that were using zinc or vitamin C that, you know, might have it. I gotta try and think of where else. You know, so the plants have never really been a lot of the methoxyflavones,
right.
isoflavones that
right.
were sold.
Right.
Calcium glucarate,
right. glucarate
was used for a long time. And, you know, all of those were what was good till the steroids came out. Then the steroids came out, no one used those because they weren't strong enough. Then the steroids are gone. So now you're seeing a reemergence of some of these older ones that weren't as good, but basically because that's all that there was. Which then led me to the research into going into the product, which is Triazole, which was to look for a natural AI that had similar structure to Letrozole that would work, that would work as well as some of the steroidal AIs, but wasn't a steroidal AI compound, so that this way there was never a worry of steroid metabolite testing failing or contamination of steroids or anything like that. And it took a long time. It took years of doing it, and finally we found a compound where in the study they in the plant, this plant called Brassiopis glomerulata, they find AI structures in there, one of which resembles Letrozole.
Really?
And another one that is tested against Letrozole as the control. And it was found to have similar effects as Letrozole did in the study that they used it for. And so we worked hard to get an extract of it, got it, ran a lot of blood tests on it to see where it was, and that eventually became the cornerstone of the product Triazole.
Okay, now I want to take a quick commercial break, and then I want to come back and I want to talk about Triazole. And it's not just because I want to do a pimp job, but I've actually, you sent me a couple bottles of Triazole, and I really didn't do anything with them until recently. And I want to talk about that because you did not know that I was going to mention this until right before the show. So I'm gonna air out my laundry here on the show. You're gonna want to hear this. We're talking this hour with Matt Cahill, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. Later in the show, we're going to have Dante Trudell and Doug Smith from TrueProtein.com on the show to talk about how they built a protein giant from meager beginnings. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800 800- 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Have you been accused of being self-centered because of your quote-unquote rigid lifestyle, because you like to eat high protein, high fat, low carb, or because you need to go to the gym regularly, or any of the other things that we do to keep ourselves healthy and strong and vibrant? Is it really self-centeredness, or is it just self-caring? You're going to want to listen to the Casual Friday show when we discuss this issue with my lovely co-host, Elisa Profumo. My guest this hour is Matt Cahill. We're talking about over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors. Do they work? Some of them do, some of them don't. You have to choose wisely. We were just starting to talk about the herbally derived aromatase inhibitors, and you were talking about the ingredient that you ended up putting in triazole. So, Matt, people are listening, they're going, yeah, right. Letrozole, anastrozole, these are the gold standards. I mean, a 1 milligram of letrozole for a man who is taking a replacement dose of testosterone equivalent to 250 milligrams a week of testosterone cypionate or enanthate, 1 milligram every other day or every third day is adequate to control the aromatization of that androgen. Are you saying that this herbal compound can do the same thing?
I think it can within a degree. If you take letrozole, it can lower estrogen up to and around 90 or 95%.
Yeah, dramatic, right?
And again, you know, going back to what we were saying before, you know, if you're treating a disease, you know, that's what you would want. For a supplement, it's just too low. You know, you're going to experience side effects. You're going to have sore joints. You know, you could have loss of sex drive. You're going to have more side effects, and I'm not saying that this product or even the extract piezole lowers it that much, because it doesn't. But we've gotten a lot of blood work on the product, more blood work than has ever been done, or at least that I've ever found or seen, has been done on any other product in the industry. Now, it's not a study done by an independent, you know, research facility that was put in a peer-reviewed journal. It was in-house blood work, half of it, and the other half was guys just taking it, buying the product in the store, and taking it and getting their own blood work done and posting on the forum. But overall, we have about 20 sets of blood work from different users of different ages for different reasons, and their blood work. And on average, it lowers estrogen about 40%. So it's not the 90 or 95 that letrozole is, but it's a significant amount. And we believe it's the sweet spot. It's not so low that you're losing sex drive and, you know, your joints are absolutely killing you, but it's also low enough that even some people who have used it with stuff like testosterone get benefits from its use. So it's strong
and
enough.
That, and that's okay. That's what I want to talk about. So now let's say okay, the recommended dose of triazole is what? 2 caps a day or 4 caps a day?
It's 3 to 4, depending. Okay. You know, pretty much based on body weight or what it is that you're using it
okay,
for. You
okay.
Know?
So if a guy is doing a gram of test a week, is he going to be okay with 4?
He's going to be okay with 4.
And there's no need to go to 5 or 6?
No, there isn't. At least to this point, we haven't seen that there is. And the reason why I say that is after the product was released, there was a guy who took 750 milligrams of testosterone a week along with a small amount of Trenbolone. And he used triazole on cycle for his as anti-estrogen to keep estrogen in check. And he used triazole and another product together that's an over-the-counter product called Activate Extreme. Those two only for his PCT. And he had blood work done prior to starting the cycle. He had blood work done right after the PCT had ended. And the blood work was right in the middle of every range, exactly where you'd want it to be. Normal testosterone function had returned to where it was. Estrogen was at a good level. Everything was where you wanted it to be. So we can say, you know, at least that with this guy on this dose of actual injectable testosterone, he completely recovered from using it.
This is kind of a off-topic question, but estrogen plays a very, very prominent role in libido. Too high, you lose your libido. Too low, you lose your libido, correct?
Right.
Okay. Why is it that guys who are using high doses of testosterone, a gram, 1,500 milligrams a week, quite often will report over time that their libido starts to bottom out?
And I think it's two things when you're talking about that. I think, number one, you know, the amount of testosterone you're taking, you know, most people, if you go to get blood work, the range for normal testosterone is roughly, 400 to 1,000. I mean, that when you get the number, that's, if you're in that range, 400 to 900, something like that. If you're in that range, you'd be considered what, is the normal range for a male. On 1,500 milligrams of testosterone a week, I've seen people that have had testosterone levels of 10,000.
I've actually tested when I was using, because, by the way, the older you are, the liver becomes more sparing of testosterone. So older men who do 500, there's two studies out there, one of them by Sheen, 500 milligrams of testosterone a week in men that were 50 plus versus 500 milligrams of testosterone a week in men that were 27 plus. And the blood work on the older men was almost twice as high because the body knows that testosterone is dropping as you age. So the liver becomes more sparing. There's a downregulation in the receptors that pull test out of the blood. So us older guys get more benefits. But I've actually tested at a gram a week and was unreadable.
Right. So, I mean, you're off the chart.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you've completely maxed out all of the normal hormonal systems in your body, and I feel like the body says, okay, well, number one, I mean, testosterone is, as far as the body's concerned, it's out of control. And so it's going to ramp up aromatase and estrogen production in order to try to deal with the massive amount of testosterone that you have. At the same time, normally, even if you're on a steroid cycle, testosterone gets lowered, so HPT is lowered, but it doesn't matter because you're replacing what you were using with testosterone. Right. Once you get into these higher levels, I've always felt like there's probably a point, and I don't know what the point is, that the body basically says, I'm not going to make any testosterone or almost none because there's just no reason because, as you said, you're off the chart. And I feel like it's those two things that end up, even while on a lot of testosterone, you could still have low sex drive.
Could it also be this? And this is why I want to tell this story. I recently started playing around with triazole, and I noticed that it changed when I'm using triazole because I don't have any prescription AIs at this point in time. I started playing around with triazole. I do notice a difference in my libido, but it definitely only lasts about 12 hours because I was only taking 2 caps. And I noticed for like 12 hours, I noticed that my libido changes and then it kind of drops out again. So I have two questions for you. Number one, could it be that when you get into these higher levels of testosterone, the ratio of estrogen to testosterone, which is very, very underestimated and overlooked. Everybody looks at how much testosterone do you have, how much estrogen do you have. I say the ratios play a larger role in the overall effect of these two steroid hormones than the individual levels. But is it possible that when you suppress estrogen down to 34, which is the target for a lot of guys, right?
Right.
And your testosterone is off the chart, that causes a libido issue. The body is just not able to compensate or calibrate that ratio, and it goes, something's really wrong here.
It could be, and that was why I said, you really need the sweet spot. The answer isn't taking a milligram of letrozole a day, because estrogen will be so low, it'll almost be zero.
Right.
That's how strong letrozole is.
And the testosterone is all the way up here, so you have this huge,
The ratio is so skewed.
Right.
In that sense. So it really is, you want to lower or control estrogen, just enough that you have the benefit of its estrogen isn't getting any higher as testosterone increases, or it's going lower, but not so low that it damages anything else, while being able to increase testosterone. So you're kind of like maxing out the TE ratio within the healthy range of keeping side effects at the minimum.
I mean, obviously the other option is to drop your dose down to replacement doses. And I wonder if that brings back the libido over time to a normal range, or if it takes a while. But then a lot of us know the benefits of higher testosterone levels.
Yes, to me, it's always that's always a hard thing. Just because I like testosterone, and I like higher doses of testosterone than I do better than lower doses of testosterone. So, for me, it's always just been and it probably is for a lot of people, is just what level of side effect am I willing to live with in order to get the feeling that I get out of whatever dose of testosterone it is.
Right.
Now, no sex drive, there's no amount of testosterone that I want to take that gives me no sex drive.
Right.
To fine-tune it, if it meant that I could only take, let's say, just picking a number, 400 milligrams a week is what leaves the sex drive totally happy, and that's the amount of dose that I could take, I'd probably rather have 700 or 800 milligrams per week and try to figure out how I could boost my libido.
And that's where I am. My attitude is I'd rather have a gram a week and experiment with my estrogen levels until I find that sweet spot, as you called it. I think that really is, in my opinion, a wiser thing to do all the way around. Look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the half-life of triazole. Am I on something when I said it works 12 hours and then it wears off?
No, that's pretty close.
Okay, sit tight. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Matt Cahill. We're talking about over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors. Later in the show, we'll have Dante Trudell and Doug Smith on. Dante, also the creator of DC training, or those who know what it really means fondly call it dog crap training. Many, many bodybuilders swear by his training protocols. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need to build muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole results, testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You're not going to want to miss Casual Friday tomorrow when I have the lovely Elisa Profumo in the studio bringing an interesting touch to our shows. You know, I'm asking people to call in with questions. I'll answer any question on Casual Friday. Any question. Hardcore question. Silly questions. Call 206-222-2218. That's 206-222-2218. Leave me a message. I'll answer your question. My guest, Matt Cahill, we're talking about over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors. Matt, so is the half-life of a triazole 12 hours?
Well, I mean, we haven't done a half-life test to know for certain, but based on some of the blood work we've gotten, that's around where it seems to last. I mean, it probably, you know, just based on how half-life works, it's not like at 12 hours it'll instantly stop. And that's one of the reasons why we think taking a dose in the morning and then taking a dose at night is best to keep levels pretty stable. But it seems to be around there. We've gotten blood work to show that we've gotten it at 7 days, I think it was 25 days, and then 10 days post-use. And testosterone levels are, on average, up about 100% within 5 days. So we know it works very quickly. And it stays elevated until you stop taking the product. And at 10 days post-use, they've come down, but they're not back to baseline yet. They're still slightly above
baseline. So it has an accumulative effect, in other words, you're saying?
Right. And so it'll you know, so you, even still, it's not like it's going to last for months, you know what I mean?
Which is good. You don't want it to.
No, you don't. You want to give your body a chance to get back to homeostasis so that you can keep getting the best effects out of the supplements that you use.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so someone just sent me a message and says, why not just lower your testosterone levels instead of fooling with your estrogen levels if you are having libido issues? How would you answer that question?
You know, to me, it's testosterone is king. So it's hard. It is the male hormone. It's what makes men men. So it's hard for me to think that. I mean, even small changes in testosterone as we grow older. You know, it's not like we lose a ton of testosterone production in 1 month or in 1 day. It's just every year we lose a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more after a certain age till we die. And it's hard for me to think if you look at that whole scale, you know, let's say from age 35 to 80, there's certainly one thing in common, which is it's less and less muscle mass and less and more health problems and, you know, and all of that. So it's hard for me to want to say just lower testosterone so this way you don't have to deal with estrogen, because we also don't know at what level that person needs their testosterone well,
and
to be
at. And I'll even go a step further. I'm going to say something that's probably going to be counterintuitive to a lot of people out there. The big problem is a lot of the research that has been done on quote-unquote anabolic steroids does not segregate out some of these other synthetic steroids that we know have deleterious effects on the heart, like trenbolone. You know, we know that orals have this was right from Harrison Pope's own mouth to me about a study that I believe they're just about to publish. I spoke to him last year about it, and they were talking about the changes in the landscape of the heart as a result of anabolic steroids. And he said, you know, it's clear that it's not the injectables, it's the orals. And so that we also know that people who have strong, quote unquote, strong hearts are able to survive some of the worst myocardial infarctions with very, very, very minor effects from reperfusion after the heart starts functioning again. And we also know that testosterone makes the heart strong. Testosterone, the myocytes in a heart resemble more like neurons than they do muscle cells, and their androgen receptors proliferate throughout the heart. So, in my humble opinion, a strong heart means a longer life, and testosterone gives your heart strength. So it's reasonable to me, and again, you know, I'm not a doctor. I have no certifications, no letters behind my name, but it's reasonable to me to believe that higher testosterone levels are actually beneficial, and the negative side effects were to Dr. Bashin did a study taking men at 600 milligrams for 12 or 18 weeks. Their cholesterol levels didn't change. Increase in red blood cells didn't change. All the things that we're told are going to change if you take higher levels did not change. Now, granted, that was only a 16-week study, but nonetheless, surely something would have changed in 16 weeks. Their lipid panels didn't change. The only thing that changed were all of the beneficial effects of testosterone were increased. The sense of well-being, the greater strength, the increase in protein synthetic response, the increase in bone mineral uptake, the vibrance of the body, the ability for the body to resist damage, all those things increased.
And just feeling better. I mean, I don't care what anyone says, but everyone, once you've had lowered testosterone and you then are able to experience a higher level of it, you feel so much better. I mean, just you just feel better. You just sleep better, you know, just on those two things. So to me, it's hard to want to say I'd rather lower testosterone to a point where I don't have to worry about its changes with estrogen, because my guess is that level's probably not enough to get all the other benefits out of it,
right,
that I think outweigh the trying to control estrogen.
Well, and dialing in your magic number. Okay, we're running close to the end of the show. Bulbine natalensis, is that actually something that would be good for dealing with estrogen? Isn't it a phytoserm?
We don't know. We don't know yet if it is or if it isn't, just because we haven't seen it in a study. But I mean, it's a curious thought to think that that's probably how it is, because they don't know the exact mechanism that it's working. But from the blood work that I've done on it and seen on it, it's raising testosterone and lowering estrogen, and that's pretty. That's right where you'd want it to be. You know, so it's an interesting thought. You know.
Yeah. Okay. So, in summary,
I would have to believe that there is a phytoSARM, and there are phytoSERMs, just because most of the SERMs and SARMs, just like steroids, everything gets its initial start from nature.
Right.
And the drug companies can't patent it and control it, so there's a minor tweak made, whether it's to make it better, you know, stronger or orally available or whatever it is, that also allows them to patent it. So it's hard for me to think that you could have natural phytoestrogens in nature, and there isn't something that naturally combats those phytoestrogens in nature, because Mother Nature seems to do both sides of it.
Yeah. All right. In summary, we discussed vitamins and minerals. We discussed some of the steroidal and hormonal based OTC AIs, and we discussed some of the herbals. And obviously, you have one that's very powerful. Would you recommend that someone who's on a cycle just take four capsules if they're using upwards of 500 milligrams of testosterone a week?
Yeah, I think four is a good dose. If you're using injectable testosterone, four is a good dose. If you're using it without injectable testosterone, even up to 250 pounds, three is probably all you'll need.
Okay. All right. And then if you're not using it as an HRT ancillary, then you should cycle it on and off. How many weeks on, how many weeks off? How do you do it?
You know, 4 to 8 weeks on with 4 weeks off before repeating.
Okay. All right, so that makes perfect sense. Now, yep. Your product is now available widespread, correct? Trizol?
It's everywhere.
Yeah, and you've worked. That's why you're so hard to reach, because you've been so focused on getting this product out there, correct?
The use of it has just exploded. So trying to keep up with production to keep it in stock in all of these locations, that's why I've been so busy.
Is there any threat that the active ingredient could become scarce and you would have to ramp back production?
For us, it isn't, because we've spent the time, you know, through the year since sourcing the material and starting production on it, to try to keep a large amount of it stockpiled and ready to go, so that this way if China goes on vacation, or, you know, something like they just did with Chinese New Year or something like that, we'll always have our supply of it. And we're trying to, you know, ramp up ahead of schedule to make sure that we won't run out. So I don't foreseeably see having to come back down. There are going to be small periods here or there where one store might be out of stock for a couple of days, you know, and another store won't, but then another store might be.
What about women? Can women use Triazole?
Women can use it, and we've had a couple actual women on the forums. This girl named Rosie took it and ran a log on it, and she loved it. And
a lot of women take Arimidex or what's the one I'm trying to think of?
Novadex,
like pre-competition to rid their bodies of water. You think that this is as effective as using Novadex for women?
I do, and one of the main reasons is because there's another ingredient in the product, which is curcumin, and curcumin has you know, a gazillion health benefits for it, and one of them, and another ingredient, both would help women where, you know, I don't want to say that it's
reduces inflammation, like reduce inflammation, and rid the body of water.
And it works in the same way that Novadex does.
Would a woman take a smaller dose?
Yes, they're probably a two cap per day, one in the morning, one at night,
maximum. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Wow, it does sound pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting stuff. Is there any way to get the caps to smell better?
You know what? I wish it could, but
you know what I'm talking about, right? When you open the bottle and sniff them,
it is. It's such a weird and unique smell, and I don't know if it's the combination of a few of them. I know the bee propolis, which contains this ingredient called CAPE, which is a natural serum, has a very weird and unique kind of smell.
Yeah,
and curcumin. You know,
I mean, it's not repulsive. It's not repulsive. But when I first smelled it, I was like, what's that?
Yeah, it's different. It's not what you would expect.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Well, listen, Matt, now I got you on the air and you've been hard to reach. And I want you to commit right now to make more time to come on the show and talk about supplements and science, because we really have missed the opportunity to do some supplement guru pieces. And I want people to force Matt to come on the air. So send your questions for the official Super Human Radio supplement guru, Matt Cahill. Send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. And Matt, you will come back on, right?
Absolutely. I will absolutely make the time whenever it happens to come back on.
Now, I have this in tape. I'm going to tape this. So if I can't reach you, I'm just going to take this small excerpt and dial your number and just play it over and over again into your answering machine.
Leave it on my voicemail if I don't get it. To everyone that's listening into you, I absolutely will make the time to be here regularly.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Matt Cahill, thanks for being on the show today. Of course, check out Matt's products. If you go to superhumanradio.com, you'll see the Triazole banner ad. Click it and buy some Triazole today. I'm starting to use it. I noticed the difference after using it, and I think I'm going to keep using it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will have Dante Trudell and Doug Smith on, talking about from meager beginnings to protein giant, the story of TrueProtein.com. We'll be right back.
Kiss
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. And I really do use True Protein from TrueProtein.com, and I use the heck out of it. And every time I get a new flavor, I think, oh, I finally found the flavor I like better than the last one. And it just gets better and better. My guests, Dante Trudell and Doug Smith from TrueProtein.com. How you guys doing?
Hey, how's it going, Carl?
Great, great.
Great. How are you?
Fantastic. And I have to tell you, I mean, you know, first it was the chocolate banana. I was like, this is the best flavor I've ever had. Then it was the chocolate peanut butter. I was like, oh, man, this is really great. Then it was chocolate coconut, and I couldn't get enough of that. Then it was the strawberry. I mean, wow, that tastes like real strawberry.
But
now,
Carl,
now it's the Dawn Creamsicle. I can't stop drinking the Creamsicle.
We were gonna send you over a liver and onions flavor and wasabi flavor, but we haven't done that yet.
You know what? Don't joke about the wasabi. I actually like wasabi, and I'm probably one of the few people who eats liver regularly. So
really?
Yeah, liver and I'm a big fan of liver and onions. Yes,
yeah, but barbecue only flavor. We're gonna test some things out on you here.
Yeah, there you go. I'm ready for that. I want okra flavor. There you go.
We'll work on it.
You know, you guys have a huge footprint in the supplement industry today. And, but it wasn't always that way, was it?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, first of all, how do you two guys even know each other? Did you guys come together as a result of True Protein, or you guys go back a long way?
our usual answer to this is at a gay club, but that's not. But we don't do that on the radio show. That's probably not a good thing because they can't tell we're kidding. But
yeah, there you go.
Basically, you know, Doug kind of had this whole idea in his head, and he approached me from the boards. I mean, I back in 2000, I think it was, I started writing on the boards under the, you know, my
DC.
Yeah,
dog crap, right?
Yeah, and you know, basically came together through there. He threw it at me a little bit, his idea, and I kind of blew him off a couple times. I'm like, I don't know about this guy, because I had so many people approaching me at the time.
I would say he blew me off about 50 times, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had so many people coming at me at that time, you know, offering me ideas and stuff like that. I just, you know, I kind of had to wade through them, and he kept bugging me. And we finally sat down and talked about it, and it just... I could see that as an individual, he had the same moral and value system that I have. And it's just like, you got to do the right thing. You got to do it right. It's got to be the best. And he, you know, he instilled that was important to him as well. And that's kind of how it all came together.
Okay, so you guys, this is around 2000, you're saying, that this whole thing kind of culminated, right?
Well, it's about 2002.
Yeah, around.
Yeah.
What was that, Doug?
We were kind of... Yeah, I would probably say I was starting to bug him maybe a few years before we actually started. And, you know, it took some time, you know, doing the research and obviously getting all of our ducks in a row. And I think we probably came together in 2002, 2003, where it was kind of finalized.
Okay, so in 2002, 2003, you guys decide to go into one of really, in the whole, all of the supplement industry, really one of the toughest segments in the supplement industry because, let's face it, protein is a commodity item. You've got constant market pressure to deliver it at a price because it's highly consumed. And you already have some giants in the industry that really are controlling the industry. And you guys go, okay, we're going to go into the protein business, right?
No doubt about it.
Well, in retrospect, I would like to say we were intelligent to say that we knew that, but we really didn't. I think... we got into it knowing, like, we had a really good premise, a really good idea. And first and foremost, we knew if somebody else came out with it, we'd be ordering from them. So we knew that there was going to be others like us. And I think in the process of doing it, we realized, wow, we really are up against the wall with some huge, huge, huge players.
Okay, so what was the first product you introduced?
Just the basic isolates and the concentrates and basically the proteins. We had a lot of doors shut in our face at first.
Like what? I mean, like what old doors? What do you mean?
Just the good old boys club.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good old boys club kind of stuck together, and we were the new guys on the block. And you really have to buy mass amounts to get the price that
right.
you need. And starting out, I mean, anybody out there, I have people ask me all the time, you know, I want to start a supplement company. I'm like, well, I hope you have $1 million because,
right.
and that's a minimum.
You know, I apply the saying about how to make $1 million in Las Vegas to how to make $1 million in the supplement industry. And the first thing you have to do is start out with 2 million.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you couldn't be more correct, Carl.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, but obviously it's a labor of love. You guys knew that you had a vision. And that's what you stuck to. So the first years were obviously a struggle and very, very slim. Who came up with the idea? Okay, let's talk about this first. The average model for a supplement company is weighted financially very, very heavily on marketing and advertising and very, very light on product development and product cost. That is a fact. If people don't realize that, and I'm not going to mention any names, but some of the largest players in the industry, if you saw the line items on their sheets, you'd see that they're spending probably 40% of all their dollars on advertising, and then the other 60% is broken up into everything else, including payrolls and so on, and then there's this small little fraction that product cost and research and development. Is that a lie? Am I saying something?
You might be even understating.
You might be a little low on that number.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to actually be generous. So maybe 60 or 70% of their money is advertising.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So that means that that 60 to 70% of the cost of the product to the end user, that the end user is not getting quote unquote product in return, but they're getting the delivery system to get the product to them.
Oh, yeah. They're getting.
They're definitely paying for all the marketing, the fancy labels, the nice jugs. That's a definite.
And this is probably the most egregious in the supplement and in the protein industry, because protein, again, I said it again, is a commodity item. What you guys just said a second ago, if you don't buy right, you can't sell right. If you're not buying literally, you know, metric tons of this stuff, you're not getting it at the right price, and you can't really make a profit if you want to succumb to market pressures to deliver a product at a certain price. So you have to take it short the first year or two in hopes that the product grows. And as the product volume grows, then you go back to your suppliers and go, hey, we're buying more now. We need to buy it cheaper. That's the model, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty much the model. I kind of wanted to go back for a second saying, you know, we kind of struggled the first few years. In reality, we actually did quite well right out the gate. Though we got laughed at by many suppliers, and we had to do a lot of begging to get a pallet here or a half pallet when they want to work on full truckloads, we kind of survived on the notion that we didn't have to pay that 60-70% on marketing, and we put it all in the product.
Now, whose idea was it to say, you know what, let's go grassroots, let's go to the end user, let's not only make him a customer, but let's make him part of our supply chain. Whose idea was that?
I think it was kind of.
I don't think it was necessarily an idea. I think it was more out of necessity.
Yeah. So you guys. So you went up. I remember in the early days. I'm going back 2002, 2003, 2004, starting to see on some of the more popular forums that I was on, people would have in their signature block to use my coupon code and save 5% or 10% off of your purchase of TrueProtein.com.
Yeah, we wanted to reward our customers for selling for us. I mean, I really kind of offended me after a while where I saw all these big companies paying these athletes a tremendous amount of money to stay home and play PlayStation in the living room just for using their pictures and stuff. And I'm like, why not reward the customer that's actually using you and who's advertising you? And that's what I did. We went after our customers and say, hey, if you advertise for us and you think we have a good product here and you tell people, I'm going to end up paying you money or giving you protein for free.
I like this. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up from here. Grassroots marketing. This is the key. And it only works. It only works. Grassroots marketing only works if your product is good. If your product sucks, you're out of business in a year. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dante Trudell and Doug Smith from TrueProtein.com. If you have not tried their protein powder yet, you're not only missing out on the greatest tastes, but the best prices. If you go to SuperhumanRadio.com, you'll see a banner ad that will save you money on your True Protein purchase. We'll be right back. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver
safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you have not tried Quest Protein Bars, what are you waiting for? You can get 2 free Quest Protein Bars by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Quest Protein Bar banner ad, and Quest Protein will Protein Bars will send you 2 free full-size bars. You pay nothing, not even shipping and handling. And I promise you, we've given thousands of these bars away already, and everybody becomes a customer. I'm sure there's somebody out there who hasn't. But trust me, if you try a Quest protein bar, you will not eat any other protein bar again. Check it out. My guest this hour, Dante Trudell. Dante, who actually is bodybuilding royalty because he is the creator of DC, or dog crap training, which many pro bodybuilders use till this day to build massive muscle. We'll get into that a little bit at the end of the show. And, of course, his partner, Doug Smith, and they are the founders of TrueProtein.com. The company that I buy my protein powder from. And my God, what a variety. Never mind the flavors. Beef protein. I mean, you guys have every type of protein. So you led off with whey protein, right? Okay. Yep. And you launch this grassroots approach where you say, okay, these guys like our product. Let's go ahead and give them some scratch instead of paying some high-priced athlete to become the face of True Protein. Right. And this grows like this is viral. I mean, this back in the day before the word viral was even used to describe marketing campaigns on the internet, you guys created a viral product line.
It's true. I mean, and I don't want to put down every athlete. There's some athletes that really work for companies hard. I mean, but I just felt like let's reward the customers. I mean, it really came to that. I mean, Doug. I mean, how many checks did we send out last month? We have guys, we're sending $1,000. Yeah.
One guy getting $1,000?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a few guys that get at least $800 to $2,400 a month. I mean, yeah.
They're not selling. They're just using that coupon code in things that they're already doing on the boards.
Yeah, they believe in the product, and they just go around and sell to people. And it's total grassroots. And it actually surprised us. I'll be honest, Carl. I did not know when Doug and I started this that it would come to this point through word of mouth. I mean, we're at the point now. We're selling to Olympic strength coaches, NFL, NCAA programs. I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan. I just got a Red Sox email from a player, you know, a couple of weeks ago. It just has gone to a point where we're kind of like bodybuilding's dirty little secret. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just gone through the industry, through the grapevine, you know, where it's now become, you know, this is what top athletes are using. And, you know, it makes us proud to get up in the morning and hear this, you know.
Now, Doug, let me ask you this question. So once you guys really get a footprint in the market, let's fast forward to, like, let's say 2000,
2007, 2008. You guys are now really just buzzing along, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. You guys actually make private label protein powders for other companies now, right?
Correct. We
okay.
Do. Kind of out of a necessity that kind of happened. Just the reality of what we do is raw materials. So, you know, just like an individual would have raw materials, you know, a larger company needs them. So, out of necessity, we kind of created a whole side business.
And out of that side business, obviously your volume has gone up, your consumption of raw materials has gone up. How close are you now to the actual cow, so to speak? You know, a lot of people buy protein powders from whey protein and such from these big conglomerates. And then there's people out there who really have relationships with dairies and stuff like that. Where are you in that?
Yeah, when we first started, much of our purchasing had to go through distributors, just because, you know, we were doing less than a truckload. And when you're at that level, although it's a lot for an individual, but for a company it's not much. Now, you know, it's funny, we have these manufacturers and dairies, I mean, calling us directly and wanting to take us out for lunch, and I get it, I understand it, because obviously we're moving a ton of volume, but at the same time, I mean, you have huge conglomerates, you know, that are buying up companies like DSM and Optimum Nutrition. It's, again, it's tough to compete when you're actually buying products from those exact manufacturers.
Right, exactly. Now, when do you decide to add something other than a dairy-based protein source to the line? When do you decide to add rice or whatever else? You have beef isolate. I mean, you've got so many different protein sources.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how many of the proteins came about. It was basically about 2-3 years ago when there was kind of a milk crisis, a shortage in, you know, the commodity. A lot of customers were complaining to us that, you know, they want to continue using protein, but it's too expensive to use a whey or casein. So we had to kind of seek out alternatives and kind of be really creative in how we do things. And we work with many manufacturers to create a lot of these proteins. So, you know, in doing that, obviously lowering costs for our end user, it also created new customers. You know, we had a really hardcore bodybuilding type customer base. But now our customer base is so broad, you know, kind of out of mistake in a way. I'd like to say, you know, we planned it, but we really didn't.
Now, would you say that egg-based protein is second to whey-based or dairy-based proteins as far as sales go?
Sales? No. Whey is the top dog. But personal opinion, I think eggs are a lot better than whey.
Yeah, and a lot of people feel that way. I eat a ton of eggs, man.
A lot of the vegans are really high on the pea proteins and stuff like that too. That's starting to gain a lot of momentum.
I like pea and I like rice proteins as opposed to soy. I'm so against. As a matter of fact, I'm taking a personal crusade to rid the country of soy protein entirely. I hope that you guys don't get mad at me, but
no,
I am.
We carry it just because people
want it. You
wouldn't
be the first.
Yeah, I'm so tired of people being poisoned with estrogen. It's just, you know, freaking me out now. You have neonatal babies who have the estrogen levels 20,000 times higher than what they're supposed to because they're being fed soy-based formula all day long. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous subject.
Yep,
and the FDA is turning a blind eye to it. You want to know something? There's a greater threat to us from soy than there is from bisphenol A, phthalates, and any other xenoestrogen that's out there today. And especially giving it to a young child. Very, very reckless. Like rubbing, might as well just rub hormone replacement therapy gel on the baby now, then and forget about it. But anyway, that's another story. All right, so you add all these different protein powders, and then you even broaden the scope. Now, I mean, I just tried your onion soup, high protein onion soup mix, and I'm going to be making some this weekend with a high fiber bread that's literally 15 grams of fiber per slice and only 2 or 3 grams of impact carbs and cheese. Because I am so convinced that this is some of the best. I love onion. I love French onion soup. I'm a huge fan of French onion soup. And you have a high protein French onion soup mix that's out of this world.
You know, that and the chicken broth really sell well. I mean, when Doug and I, a couple years ago, we really wanted to be cutting edge on some things. And
We actually have maple syrups coming out, barbecue sauces, a whole bunch of different things coming out with, that are made from proteins.
Really?
And, yeah. The maple syrups are our latest project. We made that out of lean beef aminos, and that just went through the testing process. That's ready to go, so people could have protein pancakes with lean beef amino maple syrup, and or even, you know, they have that protein bread now. You can make French toast with lean beef amino syrup, and you know, it's a gamut of things that you can kind of apply now, where, you know, you're not taking in corn salts and everything like that, as far as empty calories and stuff like that. We're trying to put everything over toward like a protein aspect of you know.
I wanted you guys to be on the show Monday because Dr. Paul Arciero from Skidmore College came on and broke the news on my show about a study that's not even published yet. It's not even due to be published till April. But Skidmore took obese individuals. Okay, they broke them into four groups. I don't know. I know you guys are like busy, and especially Dante, you have a new baby in the house on top of everything else. I know you guys are busy. You probably haven't heard this show, but I'm going to edit a version of it and send it to you because you need to put this up on your website. Skidmore College took obese individuals and broke them into four groups. One group, all they got, they were told, don't change anything about what you do in your life. Nothing. Eat crap food. Don't exercise. Sit in front of the TV. Do everything that you normally do. The only addition was, three times a day, one scoop, 20 grams of whey protein. That's all they did. That's it. The next group added whey protein and exercise. The next group added whey protein. I'm sorry, it was three groups. Exercise and lifestyle changes like meditation, so on and so forth. Needless to say, the group, and they did DEXA. This was no, you know, they did DEXA scans. They did everything. The group that was exercising and lifestyle changes lost the greatest amount of fat, preserved the greatest amount of muscle or added some muscle, dropped their blood pressure, corrected lipid pattern, blood sugar level started to normalize, all the great things that you would expect to come from exercise and lifestyle changes, right?
Wow.
But the most amazing thing was, the group that just added 60 grams of whey protein across three servings a day had almost the same results. They lost three kilos of body fat in 16 weeks and maintained their muscle in 16 weeks. They didn't add much muscle. They didn't lose any. Okay? And their blood pressure came down. Their diastolic blood pressure came down. Their lipids changed. And their blood sugar levels started to change. Just by, now think about this. Oh, Michelle Obama's out there beating herself to death, telling her people, oh, you gotta do, we want to make the country healthy. You want to make the country healthy? Go to trueprotein.com, buy your favorite flavor whey protein, add 20 grams three times a day to your diet, change nothing else, and you will start losing fat. And you will start reversing metabolic syndrome. That's why I was really anxious to get you guys on that show, because I wanted to plug your product on the heels of that study. But, you know, we're not losing the bang anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, we're both big believers in the thermic effect of food. I mean, you know, just as far as the calorie burning through digestion, I mean, it's, you know, protein's been proven in that aspect. And that study, that really doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's just where America should be going now, you know.
The most profound effect was the increase in mTOR and the anabolic effect of leucine, which, you know, whey protein is high, very, very high in available leucine. Yeah. So it's great stuff. And that's why, if they really wanted to cure the country of metabolic disorder, they just need to get people to start using whey protein three times a day. Just that. Just don't change anything else.
Yep.
Just that. And we could eliminate disease in this country in a year. So it's magic stuff. It really is. We have to take a quick commercial, but I'm sorry for running on.
No problem.
But I'm just really passionate about a couple subjects right now. Soy and that study is really in my craw right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Dante, I want to talk to you a little bit about DC training. Are you willing to talk to me about it a little bit? Because I know you've been hammered to death about it. Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Dante Trudell and Doug Smith. Visit trueprotein.com today. If you have somebody in your family that's at risk of metabolic syndrome, buy them a 5-pound tub of creamsicle, team skip mix. That's the one I like. And help them save their own lives. We'll be right back. Busy, whoop, it is Hitman.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't miss Casual Friday tomorrow when I'll be in the studio with my gorgeous co-host, Elisa Profumo. We'll be answering your questions. We're going to be playing listener call-in voicemails. It's going to be a lot of fun. Have you ever been called self-centered because of your lifestyle, because of how often you go to the gym, because of how rigid you are about your food choices? If you have, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. Is it being self-centered or is it being self-caring? You decide. My guest this hour, Dante Trudell and Doug Smith from TrueProtein.com. Dante may also be better known for his creation of a very, very successful training protocol that has been reduced simply to DC training, but originated as dog crap training. It has been written about in numerous magazines, including the recent book published by Bob Kennedy's publishing company, the Huge and Freaky series, where they dedicate almost a whole chapter to the intensity revolving around DC training. Dante, were you a competitive bodybuilder?
No, I actually have dieted down a couple times. The last time was 4 years ago, but I got about 5 weeks out, and even Doug said to me, "Hey, bro, your brain ain't working too good here." I was
not a bit.
Why you weren't lean enough? You're saying, or
no? I went from 298 down to 256, and I had 5 weeks left, and it just
between working, I mean,
yeah,
this hard, and then all the cardio, I was blown out.
Yeah,
business was suffering, and I needed to put my priorities.
You have to, yeah, you have to just focus on that. Yeah, you just have to focus on that if you were going to do it. What were you going to say, Doug?
I was saying he was definitely a brain dead situation there for a few weeks.
Now with the dieting part, was he mood swings? Did he like fly off the handle or anything like that? Because Dante seems like a really really laid back guy.
No, for the most part, yeah. Dante's usually the gentle giant, and you know what, nothing really gets too under his skin. But I don't think it was so much the freaking out, but just the absent mindedness.
Yeah.
You ask him something, and it's a complete dead stare.
Yeah.
That's because he was looking at you, and he thought you looked like a filet mignon. That's why he was trying to decide whether.
That's probably what it was.
He was in his brain. He was going, is that piece of beef talking to me? Should I go ahead and eat that now?
Yeah. But
anyway, so how do you come up with? I mean, everybody out there wants to come up with a unique style of training, and publish it, and promote it, and become a contributor to physical culture. And,
right.
And was that your intention, or did you just like stumble onto this and say, you know, these things I'm doing aren't working. I gotta put some thought into this.
No, it came. I was a real thin guy when I started, and I really wanted it bad. I really wanted to turn into a bodybuilder. And I mean, I started out, I was 6'1" and 139 pounds at 20 years old. So I really had to, you know, put my nose to the grindstone. And I just came, you know, I looked at what everybody was doing, and it just seemed like obsessive compulsiveness. You know, it didn't seem like there was a rhyme or reason for it. And I started to put it all together for myself. Training-wise, I'm like, well, this is what's actually causing hypertrophy. This is what's, you know, causing muscle gain. And I just got rid of the fluff. I just said, this doesn't do anything, and this does, so let's do more of this, you know. And I basically started putting it together for myself over in the early 90s, and I had a lot of input. I mean, I was friends with Duchesne. I had, you know, a lot of bodybuilders around that time. I was getting a lot of input from them, and I just kind of put it all together for myself. And I had no game plan as far as trying to market it. I just, when the internet came around, I wanted to help some bodybuilders anonymously, obviously with the name of Dog Crap.
I know, and you know, I'll never forget the first time I saw a post by you, and I thought, well, this guy doesn't think much of himself. I was like, why would you choose the name Dog Crap as your screen name? You know,
I never thought that it would. I really wanted to help people anonymously, and I never wanted to be, for lack of better words, a celebrity.
Yeah.
And it just, people started recognizing my writing style from a newsletter I put out back in the early 90s called Hardcore Muscle. They started recognizing it. And then I just was stuck with it. It just caught on like wildfire. People started using my methods, and, you know, a lot of people started gaining size real quickly, and it just caught on like wildfire, and then it became kind of uncontrollable. I don't have any control over it now.
I mean, I know Dusty Henshaw is a disciple of your training style, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't Skip LaCour also a disciple of your training style?
I don't think Skip is. I think Skip has his own ideas, but
okay.
Skip Hill is the other Skip.
Maybe that's the Skip I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. I got them confused. And then
the last trainee I actually had was Dusty Henshaw. I stopped training people back in 2007 on the side. I was training people, and I just got too much, and I just said,
now, isn't Dr. Scott Stevens
Stevenson,
also?
Yes.
Stevenson, I met him. Really nice guy. Also is carrying the torch on DC training, correct?
Definitely. He's actually the guy I send people to now.
Because Troy Alves trained with him, from what I remember, right?
And Dave Henry's, he took Dave Henry through the whole.
And Dave Henry, in my humble opinion, I know, you know, I'm not a big bodybuilding fan because I don't know enough about it. I don't spend enough time in the world. But I think Dave Henry has one of the prettiest physiques I've ever seen on a bodybuilder, and I think he got robbed by Kevin English that year that he was in the 202 class, because I think that David Henry has one of the prettiest, most aesthetically pleasing physiques on any bodybuilder I've ever seen.
Definitely. I totally agree.
Yeah. So, okay, so you come up with this for yourself. Did it work for you?
Yeah, definitely. I went from 139 all the way up to 303 over many years, and it wasn't for, again, like a marketing plan or make money off it or anything. I just wanted to help people. You know, I train people around here, and I kind of got a following around here locally, and here in San Diego, people were like, boy, what's that guy doing? These guys he's training are just blowing up. And then I gave, you know, a whole bunch of information online to people, hopefully, you know, that they could, if they wanted to use it, they could use it, you know. And most of it's on there for free. And I hope to this day that people can still use
just
some of the principles.
Just keep passing it around. When did you? Okay, first of all, when you first came up with the stretch under load, which I love, by the way, and I'm a big fan of, and then I found out that you were actually promoting that as part of the DC training protocol, did you already know that there was science out there that shows that that causes hyperplasia?
Well, back in the early 90s, I did a big theory on hyperplasia, and I kept coming back to, you know, stretching under load. And they had the bird wing studies and everything like that, you know,
right.
People were quoting. I must say this, John Perillo was before me. I always want to state that because he was about a year before me when I was studying it, and I don't ever want to not give him credit for, you know, sending me more on a slingshot toward the area.
Right.
So I always want to quote him on that. But it was very important to me. I still, to this day, I've never, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions about it, whether it can actually cause hyperplasia. I somewhat doubt it can, but I do believe it does something pretty magical because it's just, you know, power in numbers doesn't lie. Too many people use it and they see great things from it, and it's never been fully explained. I've tossed it around some of the highest experts and they're like, I can't explain what it's doing, but it's doing something, you know?
Well, there is a human study that was published a few years ago that does show that stretch under load does cause hyperplasia. Now, I know you're probably not still in there digging around research because you've got a business to run and a family and all that sort of stuff,
right.
But there is a human study out there, I think, that I talked about on the show 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they go under for a length of time?
Yeah. You know, I did a series of shows 3 years ago that were all designed to be like abstract approaches to hypertrophy. You know, I did the heat shock protein research.
Right.
I did the pronounced katsu? You know, the cuff where you choke off the blood and cause congestion in the muscle.
Yes.
That
yep.
And then I did one on stretch under load, and these were all shown in human studies to have a profound effect. And I could be wrong. It's been 3 years. I'd have to go dig up the show and listen to my own voice, which is something I don't like to do. But I'm pretty sure that the scientist that I interviewed said that stretch under load does cause new satellite cells to be deployed, and it's a form of hyperplasia. And I love stretch under load. It makes perfect sense. It takes advantage of the static contraction theory, but it turbocharges it. And if anyone has ever done it, like, I do the stretch under load with dumbbells, heavy dumbbells, and after I've done dumbbell presses, I'll get under there and let it literally rip, feel like it's ripping my rib cage and my pecs apart.
Right.
And to stay there for a minute and a half, my whole body is shaking. And when I drop those dumbbells and stand up, I'm freaking lightheaded.
Yeah. Well, you can even see it observation-wise, just two gymnasts. Gymnasts all have a distinct musculature, every single one of them that's advanced. And they're pretty much using their body weights, but it's a stretch under load, a lot of their movements, and you can see that genre of people all have, you know, a distinct muscular body.
You know what? I said that a year and a half ago. I had Randy Roach on the show, and I, just as an off thing, I was saying, I was watching the Olympics, and I was watching these male gymnasts, and I said they all have these long, full bicep muscle bellies,
right.
That's got to be from the rings and those static right. holds. So I started taking dumbbells and holding them until like that my elbow wanted to overextend. And I said to Randy, I have a funny feeling that you can build a really massive bicep without even doing a rep just by doing these static holds. Look at these gymnasts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
great. That's a great observation. So you added the static holds. How often should people do these stretches under load? Is it so taxing that you have to be very cautious how frequently you do it?
Not frequency wise, but as far as intensity wise, I've seen some guys take my advice and kind of go all the way with it. You can even ask Doug about this. You know, I tell people to stretch out their lats, hang from a chin bar, and the next thing you know, they're having their cousin Willie pull them with a Chevy from an oak tree trying to stretch out their lats, you know. It's like, don't go crazy here. Just, you know, let's keep normal. You know, it just, you could do it after every body part is trained, but just kind of keep the, you know, I don't want to see a guy who can flat dumbbell press 80-pound dumbbells trying to extreme stretch with 150-pound dumbbells and a straight arm fly. That's like, but there's, for some reason, there's obsessive compulsive bodybuilders out there that they go that route. You know,
it's, yeah.
You kind of have to have a gauge of what's going to be safety wise, health wise here. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But after every body part's trained, no problem about it. I usually have people stretch for 60 to 120 seconds after a body part's trained.
Now, do you still? Yeah, 120 seconds is a long time, by the way. It doesn't sound long, but try it. Now, do you still train pretty heavy, Dante?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring it down. My wife's trying to get me to bring it down, but I'm still around 270. You know.
And Doug, you laughed. Why did you just laugh?
Yeah.
No, I just laughed because I've been saying that for a while. I'm like, you know what? I think it's time to take it down a notch.
What? But why? Why? You know what?
I keep saying it to him. I'm like, well, you know, you always hear these stories, and obviously, you know, we don't want to lose a guy or anything, but
let me tell you the other stories. There's so much research out there that shows that the strongest individuals live the longest, and it makes perfect sense when you think about evolutionary pressure. And it's like, you know what? I did a show 4 years ago on a study that was longitudinal, 16,000 men that the California VA did it, and they concluded the strongest men lived the longest. They did baseline leg press work with these guys, and they followed them over like 19 years. And it was clear the guys who started out strong and remained strong were still alive at the end of the study. So
I agree. I'm actually having a tough time. I mean, I've trained heavy for so long. It just doesn't come off.
You can lose the weight.
I know.
Yeah. I'm on
TRT right now, and I just can't get below 270. And I'm a lot leaner than I used to be. It's just there. Yeah. You know.
Hey, God bless you. I'm 52. I'll be 53, and I'm on HRT, and I'm staying there until the day that my heart stops beating.
Yeah.
Doug, what were you going to say before we go into the break? I don't want to cut you off.
No, I was just saying. I think. You know, for all the years that, you know, you carried the size, I think it would probably be impossible to get really any lower.
Yeah. God bless you. Stay at 270, Dante. I'm voting on your side, okay? Because I'm on my way back up. If I could stop, I'm going to talk about this on tomorrow's show, but I fell down a flight of stairs Valentine's Day, and I didn't kill myself. I don't even have a freaking bruise. Thank God for all the muscle and how strong my bones are, because I landed on one of the flips. I actually hit my hip. I should have shattered my hip the other day.
Wow.
But you know what? It's all those the heavy squats, man. It's heavy squats. All right, listen, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to finish it up with Dante Trudell, the founder of DC Training and co-founder of TrueProtein.com. Go to TrueProtein.com today and check out all the great flavors and mixes they have. You won't be disappointed. I'll be right back.
I got that Black No Limit American Express car, Bobby. You can get whatever you like. Plus, I got that all black Phantom. It's tinted up.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle medical support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're not going to want to miss Casual Friday when I tell the full story about how I fell down a flight of stairs Valentine's Day evening. And I don't mean slid down on my butt. I mean all out, fall down like horror movie. I should have been crumpled up at the bottom of the stairs with a broken neck. And instead, I broke the stairs and the wall. And if anything is a testament to staying strong and big, that's it, baby. Talking with Dante Trudell and Doug Smith from TrueProtein.com. Activity on Facebook. Andre Gregory says, very excited that you are having Dante on. Would really be cool to have him back on to do DC training. But you have no time for that anymore. We know that. No, I mean, everybody, there's so many sources of DC training information nowadays. And I know that you're buried up to your neck already.
I'm just burnt on it. Doug knows this. I'm burnt.
Yeah, and I know.
Yeah.
David Wilson said, for what it's worth, I first heard about True Protein on Will Brink's forum. I was so elated when Supreme Radio hooked up with them. Thank you. All right, so anyway, we have a couple minutes here, maybe 10 or so, before we close the show. Doug, what about you? Are you an avid physical culturist? You train every day?
Yes, train every day in a little different style. I used to, just like everybody else, found the whole DC training aspect of things and got into it, and then I gained about 65 pounds. My doctor said, that's enough of that. And taking it down a little bit, but yeah, definitely still extremely active.
Cool. Very cool. Now, Dante, I just realized something in the last segment. You sound like you're from the East Coast.
Yes, I'm from Massachusetts.
I was going to say Boston area, maybe.
Yeah, diehard Red Sox fan.
When you said bodybuild, I was like, oh, wait a minute. This guy's an East Coast guy like me. Okay.
Yeah.
How long you been out in Cali?
I think it's 1991, I think I came out.
Doug, you're from the East Coast too?
Yeah, I'm from right side of Philadelphia, but it seems like unless I'm hanging out with my friends from home,
yeah,
the accent doesn't seem to come out.
It gets real thick when you're with people from back east. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Definitely.
Even the words that you choose. Like, you know what, my executive producer was with me, and I was emailing somebody something, and she was looking over my shoulder, and I was saying to this guy, it would really be great if you could do me a solid, blah, 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 blah. And so I sent it, and she goes, what does that mean? I says, what does what mean? She goes, do me a solid. I goes, oh, it means do me a favor. She had no clue. She was like, I've never heard of that. I says, well, on the East Coast, that's a big thing. Dante, have you ever said to somebody, do me a solid?
Not do me a solid, but I've said, hey, we need two tree chairs over here before, you know.
Yeah, right. No, but I guess maybe that's just a New York thing. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
What about Philadelphia, Doug? Do they use that term, do me a solid?
No, but I've heard of that. You know what? I don't know if I've ever said it, but I know I've definitely had to curb many of the things I used to say back in the day.
Yeah. I've heard Doug say, hey, let's go get hoagies in the office.
Oh, yeah, hoagies, man. Wait.
Grinders.
Wait, I was just going to say, grinders. He's making fun of you. They call them grinders over there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, grinders.
You still call them grinders.
Do you, Dante?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't. I go to Subway. I'm like, yeah, I want to get a grinder, and they're like, what?
you need the hardware store across the street to get a grinder, buddy? Yeah, exactly. So anyway, what's the future hold in store? Just stay on track. Just do what you're doing. Keep adding products to the mix to give people what they want and that they're looking for a greater high protein intake.
We're going to be very cutting edge, and also I'll let Doug announce it right now.
Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of, we don't want to say too much, but we actually have a ton in store that we're really excited about that. Kind of going on the notion of giving what the customer wants. It goes above and beyond that. We'll keep it at that because we've been working on it for years and we're very close, but I'd hate to say it's coming at this date and it ends up being longer, but something big's coming.
Yeah.
Any chance I could convince you to break the news on Superhuman Radio?
Oh, we'd love to when the time comes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Do you guys ship out of the country, or there's a problem with shipping out of the country?
No, very much so. A lot of, yep. I mean, tremendous volume out of the country.
Okay. So for my international listeners, there you go, in case you were wondering, because I always get emails from people saying, you know, you've got this supplement. Do they ship to the UK? You've got this supplement. Do they ship to Canada? And so you guys.
We ship everywhere. Canada is actually probably our. We're extremely good at it. We have a broker in-house that does all the brokerage, so there's no taxes or duties. A lot of people are fearful of that. We take care of that before it hits the border. The thing with international orders, just sometimes our site can handle it. Other times, if it doesn't, don't be scared. Shoot us an email. Give us a call. We can solve it and fix it.
There you go. And so I have your commitment that when this new product comes out, you'll break the news on Superhuman Radio.
Not so much a new product. It's actually a... It'll be a service where I don't know if anybody ever would need to go someplace else. We will cover every gamut of the supplement industry.
Oh, wow.
If you want it, we're going to have it for you.
We got it.
Wow. Yeah. I like this. I want you to break the news on the show, and we'll write press releases, and we'll get the word out there really, really fast for you. How's that sound? I'll do my job. You break the news here. Sound good?
We'll do.
Yep.
All right. For those of you who haven't tried any of their products, go to trueprotein.com. I really mean it. The best flavors. Every time I get a different flavor, it's like, now this is my new best flavor. My executive producer, Lisa Profumo, she can't stop using the creamsicle. She says it tastes just like the creamsicles when she was a kid. And
yeah,
I'm hooked on it, too.
Any way you want, Carl. If she wants creamsicle, coconut, or we can make anything. I mean, any request you come up with, I can make it for you. So next time you order... Let me know. I'll make you anything you want.
We'll get exotic. I got you. We'll get exotic. Excellent. That's great. All right. Well, listen, Dante, first of all, thank you very much for coming on the show. Doug, thank you very much for coming. I know you guys are busy and your morning has started already for you. Dante, how's the baby doing?
Baby's doing good. Hasn't missed a meal in about 5 weeks. I mean, 5 months, and she is one little pudgy, girl. I'll tell you that.
Good. That's wonderful. And if she says to you, when she becomes a young teenager, Daddy, I want to become a figure competitor. What are you going to say?
I'd say, why don't you take up golf?
There you go. leave that area of the industry to Daddy. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, guys, thanks a lot for coming on the show, really, okay?
I appreciate it, Carl.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And we will have another great episode for you tomorrow when we do Casual Friday. You're not going to want to miss Casual Friday's show. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about. Also, I want to thank my guest, the first half of the show, Matt Cahill. We'll see everybody tomorrow.